We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important. Jobs.
Law and order.
Climate change.
Social security.
This next question comes from the public.
The biggest tax cuts.
Your schools are no good.
Immigration.
How can you unite a country?
Income inequality.
You have no job.
Gross national debt.
Pre-existing conditions.
Race.
You're living in poverty.
Uncertain issues.
Too much inequality.
Cyber attack.
Deportation.
The Supreme Court.
Discipline.
Let me repeat the question.
Okay.
So, let's begin.
It's a challenge every election cycle. How do you slice up the American electorate into groups that have meaning if you look at specific issues? Is there a way to really see how issues affect Americans in different communities? Answering this question is the mission of the American Communities Project that has divided the country into 15 distinct communities. Using these categories as a guide and a little of our own reporting, we've been pursuing an initiative we're calling Portrait of an American Voter. We're hearing your thoughts and concerns about the challenges facing our nation. It's not a scientific poll. It's more a personal, emotional exploration of how individual voters are making up their minds on issues from education and the environment to police brutality and PTSD. Up next, we hear from a pair of voters in the Graying America community type.
My name is Dancer Davis. I'm 59 years old. I currently live in Oakland, Oregon. Probably the largest identifiable city close to there would be Roseburg, Oregon.
This is Jerry Benedetto. I'm a retired licensed clinical social worker. I am 72, and I live in Oakland as well.
We've seen, I think, a huge increase in the number of homeless people in our community of Roseburg. I think the majority of our citizens are senior citizens. That's probably our largest demographic. We are having issues with our young people leaving the area simply because there are not a lot of jobs. After the housing collapse of 2008, I was working in social services at the time. I'm currently working five part-time jobs, some of which are an hour 15 to an hour and a half away from where we live. And that's just to supplement our retirement income.
We're looking at losing our senior center because they can't afford to stay open, and the county's also talking about closing the library. Now, the library for many of our senior citizens is a gathering place. Besides, you know, getting information, a lot of our seniors go there daily for a social. And closing our libraries, can you imagine? I can't. I am shocked that this is happening, but it is.
We're just not economically keeping up. We don't have a diversified local economy. The elected officials, we've seen sort of a more hostility towards the public. It's pretty disheartening, actually. There tends to be in the more vocal folks that sort of rugged pull yourself up by your bootstraps mentality. But the problem is that the bootstraps here are broken.
To hear all 15 voices featured in our Portrait of an American Voter project, head over to thetakeaway.org/voter.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.